Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Hey Calvary, welcome to our summer speaker series. You are going to love this month as you hear from people that are good friends of ours and have a heart for our Calvary Church family. Today's speaker is someone who's near and dear to our hearts. He's actually my brother-in-law, Susan's brother. Gerald Kendrick is the lead pastor at City Church in Halifax. He has such a heart for God. He's such a worshiper as well. You're going to love hearing from him today. So wherever you are, let's welcome Pastor Gerald Kendrick as he comes to minister to us today for our summer speaker series.
Hello, I'm Pastor Gerald Kendrick from City Church Halifax. It's an honor to be here at Calvary Church in Surrey, BC today. And I want to welcome all those who are watching online, as well as everybody here in our congregation today. And I want to say this is the very first time I've ever preached under the sea. This is a part of their Vacation Bible School program here at Calvary. So that's why I have this beautiful background. So if sometimes if you see me have to go up for air a little bit, that's why I'm going to do that. Today I want to talk about today. Sometimes we have what we call bad days. You might get stuck in traffic, maybe lose your car keys, spill some coffee on yourself. But I want you to rethink about what you might think a bad day might be. See, next time you're having a bad day, there's this guy. His name's Rob. He's a commercial saturation diver for Global Divers in Louisiana. He performs underwater repairs on oil rigs and whatever repairs he has to make on certain ships. He wears a suit. It's a wetsuit, but it's bigger than normal. It actually has a hose in it that pumps air into him, but it also takes water out of the ocean, heats it up, because when you get so deep, it can be very, very cold. So it takes the water out of the ocean, it heats it up in his suit so he can stay warm. This piece of equipment, it's like $20,000 a piece of equipment. So down he goes one day to make some repairs deep down towards the ocean floor. And what happens is that he starts to feel like an itchy sensation around his backside. And so what he does is he reaches around and he starts to do this. And after a few minutes, he realizes the hose that sucks the water in and heats it had sucked up jellyfish into his pants. So now he's in agony. And every time he'd reach around, the jellyfish are stinging him in the backside. He calls up top to say, "You got to bring me up. You got to bring me up." But here's part of the problem. When you're a diver and you're that deep, you can't go too fast to the surface. You have to can only go a certain number of feet. Then you have to wait, and you have to wait for the water pressure to change so your body can adjust. It took about 45 minutes for him to get out of the water being stung by jellyfish the whole entire time. As he's calling up for them, all he can hear is the guys on the radio on the surface laughing and laughing and laughing that he's got jellyfish in his pants. That might be a tougher day. So here's the thing. When you think you've lost your keys, maybe spilled some coffee on the car seat, is it really a jellyfish in your pants kind of a bad day? Or is it just a regular day? I think we need to be thankful for a little bit more. I think there's a gift that God has given us all. It's called today. A lot of times we have faith for the future. We believe one day we'll get our big break. One day we'll feel better. One day the problem's going to turn around. And we need hope and faith for the future. But if we're not careful, we're always putting our faith off into the future. And sometimes we can't give up. We can't give up on today. There's an old song, "The sun will come out tomorrow." Wait, it's Vancouver, maybe not tomorrow. There'll be sun. You know the song. Show me those jazz hands. Come on, Broadway's Broadway fans. See, the problem with tomorrow is that it's always a day away. But faith is present. Faith is now. Faith is for today. So I ask you this, who do you want to be today? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be today? You see, if someone asks you the question, you could be at a barbecue, you could be at a high school reunion, you could be all kinds of places. People say, what do you do? What do you do? You don't say, well, I like to surf the internet. That's not what you say. I like to sit and watch Seinfeld reruns. You don't say that. What do you say? You say, I'm a teacher, or I am a computer programmer, or I am a salesman, or I'm a pilot. You say, I am, I am. And when we talk about today, God is called the great I am, not the great I will be. He wants to show you his goodness, his favor, his mercy today. God wants to move in your life today, not just in the sweet by and by. And listen, those of you who you love the hymns, we all have our favorite hymns. And there's nothing wrong with the sweet by and by, because apparently we're going to meet on that beautiful shore. That's fine. But what about today? Today you could be promoted. Today you could get that contract for the house you've been trying to sell. Today I could meet the person of my dreams. And that's just for the single people in here, okay? All you married people, you already found the person of your dreams, right? Right. 2 Corinthians 6, now is the time for God's favor. Tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. Sometimes happiness, people, can't you see the things that God has blessed you with today? Can't you see reasons to be happy today? Maybe when I get out of high school, I'll be happy. Maybe when I get into college, I'll be happy. Maybe when I get a girlfriend, I'll be happy. Maybe when I get engaged, I'll be happy. Maybe when I get married, I'll be happy. Maybe when we have children, I'll be happy. Maybe when the children grow up and move out of the house, we'll be happy. It always seems to be just out of reach. Oh, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, but can't quite seem to get there. Don't just live life, enjoy your life. Enjoy the gift called today. Don't just have children. Enjoy your children. Some people are still trying to have children, and you don't know how blessed you are to have children for some who cannot. There's a couple in our church, they've been trying to have children for 7-8 years. Her name's Diana, and she plays praise and worship on our team in Halifax, and every time someone got pregnant in the church, she would always hug them, give them a kiss, congratulate them, and be happy for them. But I could see in her eyes the hurt and the pain. She wanted to have her own child. And for years we'd pray, and for years we'd pray. Then one day, on a Sunday morning, she was up playing and singing. And God spoke to me and said, you tell Diana today's her day. You tell Diana it's her time. Her time's come. And I said, okay, I'll tell them after church. God spoke to me and says, no, you have to tell them now. You have to tell them now in front of the whole congregation. And I'm like, I'm not telling them in the whole front of the whole congregation. I'll tell them after. Well, when I'm disobedient to the Lord, my heart starts to beep, 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 beep. And I knew I had to do it. And I stood up and I said, Diana, now's your time. Today's your day. Today's your day. Well, to make a long story a little bit shorter, they have two beautiful children. Because they didn't just keep hoping for tomorrow. They believed that when the word of God came and said, today's your day, it was their day. Enjoy your children. Enjoy the sticky hand days. If you have little kids and they have sticky hands with syrup, or they're writing on the wall with crayon, I know it's your house. You don't want that. But one day, guess what? Those kids are going to grow up. They're going to move out of the house. And you're going to be like, oh, remember when they were small and had sticky hands and they would put them on the wall and we had to wipe them off? Oh, wouldn't it be great if they were little like that again? That's why you have to enjoy it today if they're in the sticky hand phase. Don't just make home payments. Enjoy your home. No one likes making payments, but you may as well enjoy what you're paying for. So let me apply this to the Lord. Don't just serve God. Enjoy God. Enjoy your time with Him. Someone said life is what happens while you're busy making plans to do something else. We can't just live for tomorrow. Let's see what God is going to do today. Sometimes you need to look back and see how far God has brought you. And you can say, I'm not what I once was. That's the past. Yet you look to the future and you say, well, I'm not where I want to be yet. And the only way to get from there to there is through the middle. And the middle's called today. You can't have tomorrow until you live today. Yes, the middle can be messy. The middle can be uncomfortable. The children of Israel left Egypt. We're no longer slaves. That's the past. However, they were not in the promised land yet. That's the future. Where were they? They were in the middle. When the people saw the Egyptian army was coming to kill them, they were afraid. They wanted to go back to the past. This is a bad day, they thought. Here we were leaving Egypt. Here we're no longer slaves. And now he's coming to kill us, and we're just going to die out here. This is a bad day. This is uncomfortable. Who wants to be in that situation? Nobody. So what happened? They were freaking out. They threatened to kill Moses. You know the story. What a horrible day this is going to be. What a horrible day. But on that day, God brought a pillar of fire to protect them from the Egyptian army. On that day, God parted the Red Sea. What they thought was going to be a terrible, terrible day turned out to be one of the most awesome days in the history of the nation. You don't just need faith for the future. You need faith in the middle, wherever you're at. In Matthew chapter 8, in the story of Jesus calming the storm, first they set out on the boat. They left the shore. That's the past. They weren't on the shore anymore. However, Jesus said, we've got to go to the other side of the lake. That's the future. While they're halfway, they're in the middle, a storm hits. A storm hits, and the disciples were afraid. I'm going to pick on Canadians for a little bit. I always like to say North Americans. We got this thing now with social culture and everything that no one's ever supposed to be uncomfortable ever. You're never supposed to feel uncomfortable, whether it's a conversation or at work or somebody wears something you don't like that, and you're not supposed to feel, I don't have to feel uncomfortable. You make me uncomfortable. I don't feel safe. You know what? Most of the time, the people of the Bible, there was a lot of uncomfortable situations. It's called today. Can't get there in the future until you go through today. We would look at, you know, North Americans, we would look at Jesus and say, what's with the storm, Jesus? It makes me uncomfortable. I don't do storms. I don't do it because it makes me feel afraid or uncomfortable. Storms make me unhappy. Guess what? The middle is messy. The middle is uncomfortable. But it's in the middle where the Red Sea parts. It's in the middle where Jesus stands and calms the wind and the waves. It's in the middle where you fight the fight of faith. You can't get to tomorrow unless you live today. Why? Because God gave it to us. The thief who hung on the cross next to Jesus, he didn't have a tomorrow. That thief on the cross next to Jesus, he did not have tomorrow. And he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus said, what? Today you'll be with me in paradise. How many times do we say, tomorrow, tomorrow, maybe tomorrow? We need to start saying, hey, today is the day of salvation. So for today, what is it that God would have you to do? What would God have you to be? And once you figured out that, you need to be able to say, like the angel Gabriel in Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. Not just sometime in the future, but today. God's not just the God who forgives us of our past and will do great things in the future. He's the God of today. Jesus came to bring sight to the blind. Jesus came to set the captives free. When? Well, Luke 4:21, he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. Luke 5:26, everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things. When? Today. Do you need God's care for your life? Psalm 95:7, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do you need God to meet your needs? Matthew 6:11, give us today our daily bread. Do you know that God wants to fellowship with you? Because Luke 19:5 says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. As a church, do you know what we're called to do? Hebrews 3:13 says, but encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. There's a song, it goes like this, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. The truth is, because he lives, you can face today. If you've been meaning to call your mother, call her today. If you've been meaning to buy flowers for someone, don't wait till they pass away. Do it today. And if you've been waiting for God, realize this. He's the God of today. Let's stand and give God thanks for the gift of today.